everyone, and welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
Boom. What's going on?
Hey, I'm tired.
Yeah. Why is that?
You know why.
Because we've been talking for 2 hours?
We just did a two-hour bracket. Check it out. Check it out. It's coming soon.
Yeah.
It's
everyone coming out soon. Watches NXT has access to this?
What?
Is that how that works? If you're a Patreon member,
yes,
you have access to both then on this level of Patreon. Yes.
Well, you get the video. it's $1 for just the audio podcast.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
For NXT,
I gotcha.
It's $5 for all the videos and the brackets everything else.
So gotcha.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you just watch that now, you can watch this. I see.
Right.
Yeah. So we will talk about NXT. There is actually a decent amount to cover. We'll see.
Yeah.
It was a busy 1 hour.
It was, but it wasn't a great hour.
It wasn't a great hour,
yeah.
Which I don't like, because it's weird that when leading up to a pay-per-view, they kind of have a lot of things figured out already, so it's almost like they don't know what to do.
Right.
But there's still only, how many takeover matches are there right now? The tag team?
Mm-hmm.
The main title?
Yep.
The North American title?
Yep.
Pretty much.
The women's
title.
And
I guess that's they just have all the titles, and then they always add another match.
Right.
Going into the last one, they had 4 matches. Right? And then they added Riddle versus Ohno.
Was it 4 and they added one?
I think so, because we're like, wow, it's only 4. And then all of a sudden,
maybe they're just doing 4 again.
No, I think they'll add another one again.
Yeah?
I bet. Hmm. I bet they'll add one more. You've got some things. Velveteen Dream's coming out next week.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll challenge somebody. Yeah,
they're saving a lot for next week.
They are. They really are.
For that go-home show.
Go home.
This was more like a... just stay home show.
Stay home show.
Yeah. So we kick things off with the return of the Street Profits.
Here they come.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
And they're facing off against the Metro Brothers.
Who?
Remember Deuce and Domino?
Yeah.
They're back.
They're back.
They might as well be.
Yeah.
They
said, the announcer said something like, "These guys, we've seen these guys before."
Yeah, every 6 months.
6 months.
They They dropped the Street Profits.
Are they supposed to be Italian guys?
I don't know.
Hey, we got leather jackets.
Yeah.
Oh, we wear t-shirts in the ring. Hey. They were kind of like that.
Yeah.
But I kind of like these guys more than the Street Profits. That's because I'm Italian.
Yeah. Did you notice the tits on Montez Ford?
Yeah.
They were like sticking out.
Yeah.
What is going on there? That was weird, but of course Street Profits get the win. Ford's frog splash is like a thing of beauty. It's like one
so high.
It's the one good thing about watching the Street Profits.
Correct. That's correct.
Because then they're also like, "Oh, we're super serious now." We're like, you know what I mean? They're trying to act serious, but then all of a sudden they're acting really goofy again. It's like, "What are you? Make a decision."
Make a decision. You can't be both.
Right.
Yeah.
So after the match, they get attacked by who'd they get attacked by?
I don't remember.
Yeah, the crowd forgot too.
Yeah.
the Forgotten Sons.
Oh, I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Forgotten Sons. And the fans chant, "We forgot you."
Yeah. So great.
That was really funny.
And it's funny because they only let them come on the show every 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So you forget about them.
Forget them.
Because they're so forgettable.
Right.
I'm sorry. When this wave of talent leaves, maybe there'll be room for some of these guys. But as of right now, there's no room for either of these teams.
No.
Either of these teams. So I don't know what they're trying to do here. Maybe the Metro Brothers. Maybe there's a little bit of room.
I don't know. Well, but it's another 6 months till we see them again.
Yeah.
That's, that. You know, at least.
Maybe, yeah.
So next up, we go backstage where Kathy Kelly interviews Matt Riddle, who wishes he could be ringside to see Keith Lee take out Cassius Ohno.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he's not medically cleared, bro. Meanwhile, Lee is warming up right next to him. And he's talking about him like he's not in the room. It's just really weird. And he's
just
like...
And the way this went down, I thought for a second, like, oh, maybe he's not. Like, maybe... You know when guys really get injured? Like, Bobby Fish wasn't even allowed near the ring.
Right.
When Becky Lynch's nose broke, there was like a couple of days where she didn't do shows or something.
No,
like,
yeah.
Like, they don't let them for insurance purposes.
Right.
They want the insurance to pay, so you can't let them go near the ring. And then he comes out at the end. So well, I wasn't sure.
But yeah, it's right after Ohno beat the fuck out of him.
I know, but
last week.
I'm saying like, oh, because like otherwise he'd be there to support his buddy?
Yes.
Faces don't support each other
right,
ringside.
I mean, Lee wasn't ringside for your match.
Right.
So,
so you can be like, "Good luck, buddy. I'll be in the back if you need me."
Yeah.
And then when he starts beating his ass, Riddle came out anyway.
And when he's talking backstage, Keith Lee's not even... He's just like warming up. acting like it was just weird. And he's like, leave some for me, bro.
Right.
It's like, you're not cleared.
I'm still not a fan of Matt Riddle.
No, how could anyone be a fan of this?
I don't know.
These promos are terrible.
They're really bad.
Next up, we have a video promo for Aleister Black. He's somewhere scary.
Yeah.
And he's basically just telling Ciampa, you know, I'm taking back the title at Phoenix, but let's start the fight early next week. I'll see you next week on NXT.
Yeah, I don't, you know what?
Because right now I'm in hell.
Again, I said this last time. If I didn't know any better, I didn't know anything about anybody, like, I've never seen a buildup for someone to win their title back than what they're doing with Aleister Black. You know what I mean? He got his ass kicked. He left for a while. He got revenge on that guy, and he was coming back for his title. The story arc says he's going to get this title back. And the only thing they can really do at this point to prevent that from happening is have Johnny Wrestling go back with Ciampa and reform
right.
the little partnership. So we'll see.
So you got Aleister winning.
Oh, because you don't think that other thing's happening?
You want to say that right now?
What?
You want to mark that for your scorecard?
No, I'm not saying anything. No, I mean, I don't think he's winning. I guess that's my point. My point is he's not winning the title.
Right.
And maybe Gargano doesn't help Ciampa, but, you know, it's clearly going to be Ciampa is going to remain champion for, I think, a long time.
I think for sure what I said last week, Ciampa helps Johnny and then Johnny helps Ciampa.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, probably. I guess. It's just weird. It's just weird. All the things he did to him and now they're buddies because he can't beat him. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
For now.
Yeah.
Next up, Bianca Belair comes out to the ring. She brags about beating Nikki Cross, sending her packing.
Yeah, and, sending her to the main roster.
To the main roster, more money. Where she knows she will die,
right.
like everyone.
Yeah.
She says, even though 2019 just started, I got 2020 vision when it comes to that NXT championship, NXT Women's Championship. So Shayna and friends come to the ring, and Shayna tells Bianca, you're the fastest, you're the strongest, but you're clearly not the smartest, and I'm going to rip your arms off at TakeOver Phoenix. Bianca says, the only thing my arms are going to be doing is holding up that championship. So Shayna tells her, you're afraid that I'm going to change your vocabulary from undefeated to overrated. Mm. That was a nice line.
Yep.
And then Bianca responds by slapping Shayna, and then she runs away. She retreats before the three bad girls can get to her.
Yeah.
And
wow, a smart face, kind
right.
of.
Right.
If that's what she is. I mean, there's been no declaration of that.
No.
Yeah.
But by default, I guess, she's the face in this feud.
Yeah, right. They do that a lot, which they I do. Guess it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. But again, this is the only buildup we've seen for this match so far. Mm-hmm. There's really not much buildup.
No.
Which I think that hurts Bianca's chances of winning.
Yes.
Because there's no buildup. It was kind of like Dream and Ciampa did not have much of a buildup. They had an amazing match.
Right.
But they really didn't have a much of a buildup at all. And it was just like, okay.
Right.
Agreed. So, yeah. Next up, we have Dominik Dijakovic. Dijakovic?
Yeah. How do they not have an easier name to say?
I know.
If they have to sell merch for this guy someday,
yeah.
why wouldn't you make the name easier?
Right. He goes up against the Karate Kid, Chode.
Yeah.
Chode.
And he goes up against like basically a 205 liver. Their height was like.
Right. Well, we've seen the karate. This was the guy that used to wear the karate outfit.
Right.
And he was in a tag team with Cesar Bononi.
Correct.
But again, I like Dijakovic that, you know, when he does the time to fly. And then at the end, he wins with his finisher, which is like a torture rack into a GTS.
Yep.
I like the finisher.
Not bad.
Next up, we have the War Raiders doing a Viking funeral or some sort of Viking promo in a field.
I don't like things that I don't understand.
Holding torches.
You know what I mean?
Nah, yeah.
Like if Bray Wyatt did something like this, I'd be like, okay, that's part of his character.
Well,
Raiders are like really the really Vikings.
Eric and I were like, "What is this? The Bludgeon Brothers again?"
Yeah, right.
So they got torches and they set the Undisputed Era's chairs on fire.
Right,
and then they say that they will take their NXT tag titles to take over Phoenix, and that's undisputed.
Yeah,
but again, yeah, it was weird.
Yeah,
just you know the whole Viking thing. Not really into it. Next up, we have Johnny Gargano versus Humberto Carrillo.
Yeah.
It was a nice back and forth match. But Johnny wins with the slingshot DDT.
Yep.
And then afterwards, Johnny talks to the camera and he tells Ricochet, oh, you want me to respect you? Why don't you show up next week and I'll give you all my respect. So
all the respect you can handle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So they'll have to have a face off before TakeOver, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Where Ricochet gets over just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah.
Only to lose.
They're saving it all for next week.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a Ciampa video promo where he tells Alistair, be careful what you wish for, and just confirming, I guess, that he's gonna see him next week. What do you think the odds are that all four of them are going to end up in the ring together? It's a good Low. Chance, right? Low.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
That's not giving it all away that they're going to do something if they're all in the ring together?
Maybe. Yeah. Mm. And then finally, we have Cassius Ohno versus Keith Lee. Again, this was a boring match.
I'm not down with Bro. I'm not down with his bro.
You're not down with Ohno.
I'm not down with Ohno.
All these characters really suck. Ohno's at least good in the ring.
Yeah.
But there was one part in the match where Ohno was outside the ring, and you could see the announce team behind him, and you could hear Ronaldo talking, but his lips were not moving.
Yeah.
Because they redubbed it.
It's a tape show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was funny if you go back and watch.
What, they're so good at live shows. Why do they do this? Why fix it? Like, why not just let them call the damn match and air right. it on TV?
Right.
Yeah. I didn't see that. I didn't notice that. But yeah. It's funny.
Like, Ronaldo's like, oh my God, catches up. And his lips are not moving, not doing anything.
Again, I don't like how dumb they think we are.
Yeah.
And they do that kind of stuff.
So Paul Heyman.
Fuck them. They're not watching.
Paul Heyman said, you know, I randomly like listen to a bunch of interviews on YouTube. And like Paul Heyman said when he was the head writer on SmackDown, obviously it was taped back then. He would have Michael Cole and Taz come in to re-record the entire show. SmackDown.
The entire show?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Just to make
God.
It sound, just to tweak it. Like he would listen
professional
back
microphones.
Like he would listen back and be like, oh yeah, you said this good, let's just add this. So but damn. Yeah. I guess that's why they do it.
We have to go back and listen to some of those, see if we can. That's crazy.
Yeah. But in the end, Ohno pushes Lee into the ref, and then he low blows him. And Ronaldo yelled, in the words of Mean Gene Okerlund, holy balls. Now, is that something Mean Gene?
I don't remember that.
It's like, wait, what? He said
holy
that?
Balls?
I guess he did. I don't know. But yeah. Ohno then hits the rolling elbow and gets the win. And then Matt Riddle runs out to the ring in his fucking flip-flops. But Ohno retreats. That's how NXT ends.
Yeah, with one show left until TakeOver. That's how it ends.
Is that the match they're going to add them again? Riddle and Ohno?
I don't know.
How do you leave Dream out of TakeOver?
How do you leave Dream off the show? Just in general. I mean, he had one little promo, right?
Yeah.
Where he's dancing around. I'm the Dream 2019.
Yeah.
2019. But, yeah, I don't know. How
Who could he fight?
At this point, nobody. You can't build up a match in one show, in one 3-minute segment. No. They can throw everybody in like a ring and have like a battle royal to decide who the next contender is for whatever.
Mm, I guess.
But I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah, so not a great episode.
No.
At all.
Which is unfortunate.
Yeah, but I'm sure it'll be better next week.
But all of the did you mention the go up?
What?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot in this episode. Yeah,
there was a lot.
There's a lot. But like these little quick video promos, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Of like stuff happening.
Well, yeah, they recapped TakeOver Blackpool. There was that.
Oh, right.
They didn't mention that.
Yeah.
With Balor coming out.
Right.
And having an impromptu match. That was really cool.
I guess something we could talk about before we get to awards is like I watched the history of the Bullet Club. On YouTube,
mm-hmm.
There's two videos, part one and part two.
I saw that. I haven't watched it yet, but I saw the...
Because I really didn't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Finn Balor is the originator, right?
He was.
Yeah.
And it's really not as big as I thought it was.
Uh-huh.
They created the Bullet Club in like these gymnasiums where like 400 people are watching and stuff. Like these aren't big. I don't know what organization it was, but it wasn't a big organization. And there was also a Japanese organization too, but it wasn't very
big. So it started there and then they took it to New Japan?
I guess.
I thought it started in New Japan. Okay.
Maybe I didn't even watch the whole part two yet. But yeah, it was in Japan, but I don't think it was part of New Japan. It was part of this other promotion that I can't remember, but there were not a lot of people watching.
Right.
You know.
Wow.
So
interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, who was your worst dress for the show?
It's got to be Matt Riddle trying to look like he's wearing actual clothes, but then having flip-flops on.
That is correct. Best dressed?
Bianca Belair.
Oh, yeah. She got her belly button pierced.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Very nice.
I like that. I like the belly button pierced a lot. I've always liked that. My first girlfriend had her belly button pierced, and I loved it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She was a whore. Wow. I'm just kidding. Whore. Worst moments?
That was mine. No, let's see. Worst moment for me is probably just the Street Profits getting attacked by the Forgotten Sons because I forgot about all of this and I don't care.
Do you remember what happened at their finisher?
The little powerbomb thing?
Oh, you forgot?
Oh, I forgot, yeah.
Yeah, the Street Profits. Just what are you doing? And then... Here's a tough one. Best moment. The Ciampa promo, even though it was short.
He kisses the title so softly.
Oh, it's like disturbing in a way.
Yeah, it is.
He's like, and it's just like, oh! You're like, no, Ciampa.
I hate giving it to the damn video promos, but it really was the best part. I didn't mind what Gargano said when he was in the ring to Ricochet for next week.
Right.
It was pretty good, too.
It was so quick.
Yeah, it was quick. So... One of those two. What do you think? Ciampa?
I guess. Nothing was great, really.
Yeah, it was...
This is a rare week for NXT.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a... Oh, what is this, a Raw episode?
Yeah, right.
Like a short Raw episode?
Like a... It's like almost like an NXT recap, but with no recaps.
Right.
Just showing us all the... It's just weird. I don't know. I think when they tape so many shows in advance, then they just put matches together for a show.
Yeah,
and they're piecing it together, and they're like, "Oh, wait, we only have this and this."
Right.
All right, fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's just do more promos. Mm-hmm. Is Ciampa here? Hey, tell him to get his clothes on and get in the video room.
Right.
So I think some of that can happen. Although I don't know, I have a weird feeling next week's going to be a lot better.
Oh, for sure. I mean, they're all going to be there. You know what I mean? Like Ciampa's not. You know, they're going to be in the ring. Black's going to be in the ring. Gargano and Ricochet are all going to be in the ring. So
Velveteen Dream will be there.
He will be there, live.
We'll see what he does.
Yes. So some news here. Nikki Cross got married.
To
Killian Dane.
Killian Dane. Interesting.
And by the way, they've been together for 10 years.
A decade.
Did you see the photo?
Yeah.
Killian Dane looks human.
He looks like a normal guy.
He looks somewhat human in the photo. He's got red hair, but he looks like a normal dude, and she looks super cute in it.
What happened? To both of them, really.
Well, do you see her, the picture with their hands? She has some man hands.
Yeah, I know.
That's her hands. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Those are some man hands.
Bit mannish.
Bit mannish.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're married. Yay.
Yay. Congratulations.
Right.
It's crazy. They're both insanity.
They're a married couple on the show.
And they're both insanity. Right?
That's insane.
Yeah. What else? Oh! Did you see the new Spider-Man trailer?
Yes.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Pretty crazy. I don't think you liked it.
No, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Okay. I'm excited.
You okay with
about it.
Mysterio?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it'll be interesting. Yeah. I mean, obviously they're trying to confuse everyone right now. Like, is he a good guy? I heard some rumor that he's staging these events to become famous.
Well, but they're not saying he's move out of the way, Spider-Man. I've got this. No good guy ever says that.
Yeah.
The guy's like, you want to work together to defeat this guy?
Right.
We're now best friends.
Right.
Let's go. So clearly he's an egotistical jerk.
Yeah.
And staging the things? Probably.
Probably, yeah.
To show off.
The end's the best part where Flash is oh, Mysterio, look at him. He's cool. And then Flash is like, he's no Spider-Man. And they're like, what's with you and Spider-Man? He's like, what? I think he's a great guy. He's got a dope suit. And then Peter walks in. He's like, what's up, dickwad?
Yeah.
That was really good.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And then they also released a trailer for John Wick 3, which...
I did not see that.
You still have to... Have you seen the first two yet? Neither, right? You haven't seen
it? I've seen the first one.
You've seen the first one. Okay. So the second one's 10 times better.
Really?
You have to see it. Okay. And I'm so psyched for John Wick 3. I love it.
Murder.
It's so much fun. Mm. It's the best. Yeah. Oh, fan questions, and then we'll get out of here.
We got some.
Play the Jeopardy music.
Yeah. Now you can't because we played it in out of our mouths.
That's true. I wasn't going to do it anymore.
Mouths.
Alex Hush, who in the current NXT roster will appear in either the women's or males Rumble, and what scenario?
Scenario? I don't know about scenario.
I mean, usually they don't have scenarios.
I think Velveteen Dream in the Rumble. Maybe I'm just hopeful for that one. I think...
If you had to put money on it, you would say Dream?
Yeah. EC3, but is he still currently in
the NXT
guy?
No, he's posing on SmackDown.
Right.
And that's then, a good one. Maybe
I mean, Gargano, people would lose their mind, but I don't know if they're ready for that.
It should be Dream.
It should be Dream.
I'd put Champ in there, too. I think the champion should be in it.
Always be in the Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe one year you don't do it so that people don't think it's coming every year.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do too many of them because then we're going to be all caught up in that.
No.
Can't have like Dream and Gargano and Ciampa.
Just two.
Yeah.
Dream and Ciampa.
If Aleister Black loses, I think he'll be in the Rumble.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Very well could be. Rand the Man. In 2018, my main consistent attraction on NXT was Ciampa and Gargano. On SmackDown, Becky's Rise, do you have a suggestion for Raw's main consistent attraction in 2018? I got nothing. It's tough because Brock was the champ the whole fucking year.
Blech. Yeah.
What was the best thing on Raw in 2018?
I don't know. I have to see a list of stuff. My memory doesn't work like that.
I know, right?
Like what? Was Brock the champ the whole year? When did Brock get the title? I mean,
no, he was from he had it from January.
Roman beat him and then had to give it right back to him, basically.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's been the champ the whole fucking time.
So any good IC moments?
I guess Seth. Just
Seth.
But nothing. Yeah, nothing amazing.
No big moments that I can think of. What about all the weird? Was all the feats of strength from Braun? Were any of those this year?
But those, we hated those.
Yeah, we did. I'm just trying to think of a moment. I don't know.
Yeah, that's tough. Wow.
No,
Raw really did suck in 2018, didn't it?
Wow.
William Coburn, if you had to make a 3-man commentary team using only current NXT superstars, who would you choose?
Oh, wow.
I would say Dream.
For sure. Good pick. I mean, Ciampa?
Ciampa. You need a good guy then for the third one.
All right.
Probably not Ricochet.
No, probably not.
Are there any good? Well, I guess Dream is a babyface right now, right?
Is he? Is he?
I don't like 3-man booths. I'd rather do
that's
two.
It. Those two,
Dream and Ciampa. Marcus Muniz, what does Dream do and take over Brooklyn since he's not going to be on Phoenix?
Oh,
he's talking about Brooklyn.
I don't think he's there. There's no way. There's no way he's in.
Oh, you think he's gone? He's calling up by then?
Gone, or he doesn't go to that one, and then the next night on Raw.
Hmm.
Velveteen Dream. He's so ready. I've never known a guy to be this ready, except outside of maybe Bobby Roode.
Right.
To, like, come up.
Yeah. Gabriel Ballin, what is a gimmick that you're surprised WWE has never tried before? I'm surprised with the popularity of the X Games and Tony Hawk that they never had a BMX character gimmick.
I'm surprised I never had like an NFL player character.
That's true.
Like, I'm just a football player.
Well, no, they did. Remember Lawrence Taylor?
No, that's not. That's a real person. It wasn't a gimmick.
Yeah.
He really was.
That's a good one.
The greatest defensive person of all time.
Right. Brian Rainey, any chance you guys watching Eva Marie compete on Celebrity Big Brother this coming week?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me either.
So, no.
No.
I do watch The Masked Singer, though. Do you watch this?
So, it's on Fox.
Sean and I watched it.
It's so bad.
And it's like the so dumbest. Bad, it's good.
Yeah, I know.
It's so bad
right.
that it's good.
Yeah.
Because you know it's like, you're looking at Kardashians, Joey Fatone, like old boy band singers.
Well,
guys like David Hasselhoff are going to be revealed.
And the thing is, whenever they ask the judges, they're like, it's Obama. It's Jim Carrey.
Britney Spears.
It's Tom Cruise. And right. It's like, no, it's D-listers.
It's D-listers. Matter of fact, get a list of Dancing with the Stars people, and you can only choose off of there, and you'll be right. That's what you should choose off
of. One of my coworkers predicted that it was Bradshaw, the last one.
I think I was pretty safe with that one. I think a lot of us were at that point. Because his clues are pretty dead on.
Yeah.
And then, like, this last time, he sounded just like him. I'm pretty sure I know who, like, at least the next, like, four of them are. Mm. Just from the clues and, like, you know, going online and, like Rookie Lake is one of them.
Oh, God.
Her husband died. Gladys Knight, I'm pretty sure, is, like, the older lady.
Yeah.
The soul singer.
Well, so far, it's been two NFL players.
I know. That's funny. Two athletes. Well, the athletes are going to go first because it's singing performance. I think one of the least famous Kardashian is one of them. Oh. And then Bruce Willis and Demi Moore's daughter, Rumor Willis.
Oh, right.
I think is one of... Oh, Tori Spelling is for sure the one. I grew up in Beverly Hills.
Oh, boy.
But not everybody liked me. Yeah, that's her for sure. Because she sings a little bit.
I've only watched the ending of the
show. With the reveals?
Yeah. Frank, and then last question. Franklin Romero, what current main roster superstar? This is a question we get a lot. Would you like to come to go back to NXT? Again, I would say Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode. So good. And just he has to be his character.
It's like the perfect example of main roster, he has the worst character on the show.
Yeah.
And then NXT, he has the best character.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
He's got to be Roode. That character.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Have him just do Rick Roode promos.
Oh, my God. Yeah, seriously. All right, well, that is the show.
We'll look forward to next week, and then, of course, TakeOver next Saturday.
Oh, my God.
A week from right
what
now.
What a busy next weekend.
Yep.
And Leo's birthday in the middle of that.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going to have something?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's good. I'll have the kids.
All right.
All right, later, guys.
See ya.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
Lashley.